The Dunleavy administration announced late Friday that an unnamed U.S. buyer is interested in purchasing the Malaspina for an undisclosed amount. Now it's asking for other interested parties to make an offer. DOT officials say the preference would be for the 59-year-old vessel to remain in Alaska, though that wouldn't be a requirement. Last year, Governor Mike Dunleavy offered to give the ship away to the Philippines, but it wasn't accepted due to the amount of work needed to rehab a vessel that had been stripped and suffered some storm damage while moored in Ketchikan. The former mainliner has been offline since December 2019, when DOT balked at the estimated $16 million in steelwork needed to keep the ship seaworthy. A Coast Alaska investigation last year found that the state is paying nearly $75,000 a month to keep it. That's after insurance costs are factored in, with mooring fees at a private berth in Ketchikan owned by the Ward Cove Group. Several interested buyers said their inquiries to purchase the ship had been ignored, even as agency officials privately expressed concern over the mounting costs of keeping the idled ship in the fleet. That's according to interviews and review of several hundred emails released to Coast Alaska in a records request. Alaska Marine Highway System officials last year told lawmakers they were working with the Environmental Protection Agency to prepare to scuttle the Malaspina in deep water. But in a notice posted on the state's website, it says proposals for scuttling the vessel are not being considered at this time. The Malaspina was built in 1963 and was one of the Marine Highway's original three mainline ferries. The Taku was sold for scrap in 2018. The Matanuska is still in service. In a statement to Coast Alaska, a DOT spokesperson wrote that the agency's priority is finding the best interest of the state, which wouldn't necessarily mean fetching top dollar. There's value in preserving the vessel's historical value for Alaskans, and the statement concluded that the public is rightfully nostalgic for the vessel. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.